It's Monday, February 27th, 2012. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now is Becca Bacon-Martin, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
I just said to Antoinette, we're going to talk about dolls, and she made a face at me. But these are cool dolls.
Okay.
You know, the University Museum has vast expanses of collections. I tell people to think about the warehouse in Raiders of the Lost Ark. Okay. 7 million items.
Really?
Arrowheads, pot shards, taxidermied animals, Mexican masks, and these 26 folk art dolls that were made by a school teacher in Chicago in the 1960s. There's only, to the best of what I can figure out, they say there are 10 sets of these dolls. She handmade all of them as teaching dolls about Black history.
Okay.
And they're on show through Wednesday at the Global Campus on the Square.
All right.
Fascinating. Fascinating. Now, the way they came to the University Museum is that there were folks in Eureka Springs named Hilda and Milton Guther, and they had a doll museum in the 1980s. Apparently, they moved to Florida, which is rumor, not fact.
Okay.
But in 1986, they donated these dolls to the University Museum, and in 1987, they donated a collection of Kachinas.
Huh.
And then they went away.
The dolls, or the people?
The people.
Okay.
And so now we have this great collection of dolls that the Philadelphia Doll Museum is all excited about. And here they are out where you can see them. They're only on show through Wednesday. This is the end of a Black History Month event. Berta Bell's Handmade Dolls. The woman's name was Ida Roberta Bell. And hours at the Global Campus Center on the Square are 8 to 4:30 today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. This is free, and it's cool.
All right. Well, I may have to wander over there then.
See, I was right.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Bacon-Martin is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.